This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you're in a sticky situation and you don't know what to do, sending an email asking for help to If I Were You, then you might get some advice from these two funny guys. They'll tell you what to do if they were you.
That's Sebastian Jano Nielsen.
Way to go, Sebastian.
From Denmark. He's Dane.
I knew he was a Dane.
How could you tell?
I heard that sweet Danish voice, and I knew right away that he had to be from Dane.
Got it. He's I misread it. He's from Ireland.
No shit. I knew he was a Scotsman.
How could you tell?
I heard that sweet German voice, and I just knew he was an English chap.
You knew that this guy from Ireland was a Scotsman because...
I honestly, yeah.
You heard his German voice.
I know a kraut when I hear a Russian.
You're all over the place, man.
All over the map.
And I love you for it. Sebastian said he wrote it in 2015, but we never played it.
Well,
I cannot confirm or deny, but it did sound unique to me when I reheard it.
Thanks for sticking with it.
So thanks, Sebastian. Thanks to you guys for listening. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the entire internet that we host.
That's still pretty impressive.
Actually, I host a few other little small alt-right...
right, not advice podcasts.
Throwaway things, yeah. They're like sort of like...
More like dog whistle podcasts.
Stream of consciousness, whistleblowers. One of them is just me pointing fingers at someone and being like, a shame podcast.
Oh.
A shame cast.
That's rude.
Yeah, and a lot of it is people... who are otherwise leading normal, fine lives, and I'll try to find something, dig something up about them, and shame them.
Like, enough about microaggression. This is macroaggression. This
is on a glocal level.
Yeah.
So
on a what level?
Glocal level.
Okay.
Yeah. It's you think globally, but locally.
Mm-hmm.
So
glocal wolf.
Find those as well. They're all under different pseudonyms, so it'll be a tough find. A lot of them are like kind of weird, like Adolphus Hunt.
So it's like Adolphus Hunt.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's
God,
kind
that's
of
a
unique.
Hateful name.
Yeah. A hunter by trade and by name. But this one is the only one that we host together.
What a pleasure.
The way it works is people will email us, they'll ask us for our advice. We do our darn best to answer them. But sometimes things don't go very well, and I'll end up shaming them publicly.
Your other podcasts are bleeding into this one. It's not all right.
All right, this one we just
I'm going to host this one as Adolphus.
All right, ready? Let me get into character. Welcome to the Shame Cast. Ooh, cast your shame, Blow. Blow is what I call the audience members.
I hate Adolphus Hunt. He's a vile man.
Adolphus is 58.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Green Bay, but
of course,
he only watches like World War II documentaries.
Right.
And he's filled with hate.
Yeah.
He's alone. So he's a loner. He got a microphone at a garage sale, and he's been sort of figuring out how to use it. And
a lot thing of the that time, he wants more than anything to share with the world is
just like shaming people,
yeah, castigation.
How, yeah, exactly.
Of course.
Now, welcome to the Hunt Zone. Here we describe things in personal detail.
He's a little bit of a bro-y pirate, almost.
Yes.
Arr, matey. Oh. Walk Surf's the plank, up. Man. Arr.
In this boogie board. Surf's up, matey.
Shiver me timbers, brah.
Let's get a breakfast burrito. Arr. Speaking of breakfast burrito, one question comes from a lady who has a question related to breakfast burritos.
Heyo.
So why don't we call this lady Nancy Cartwright? Because that's her actual name.
Oh, incredible.
Nancy writes, here's the deal. There's this amazing breakfast burrito and coffee stand that I occasionally stop in on my way to work in the mornings. The place also sells Gatorade, so it's basically a one-stop shop for hangovers. With that in mind, you can imagine that I'm not usually looking my best when I stop by. So, there's always the same looking guy every time I stop. And this man is a damn dime. I'm a pretty shy person. And I would never, ever assume that he's interested in me. And I never really take risks when it comes to making it known that I'm into someone. How do I figure out if he is interested in me? Should I slip him my number on a receipt? Side note, one morning, when I stopped by to get a burrito, he slipped me a free cookie. Was this just a free cookie, or was it a hint that he's into me? What do you think you guys would do? P.S. Thanks for years of entertainment.
Wow, wow, wow.
Before we even get into the question, what are your thoughts on breakfast burritos, coffee, and Gatorade for a hangover cure? Would that jive with you?
Yeah, that sounds incredible. I'd actually probably skip the coffee. When I'm hungover, I don't like to drink coffee. It makes you a little more dehydrated.
Right.
It's not great for you in the morning.
But doesn't food also make you dehydrated?
I guess probably salty foods a little bit, but that is what my body... I think I'm more of a Gatorade and a breakfast burrito, and then I'll do an afternoon coffee, and then I'm at full...
Full capacity.
Well, it depends on the hangover, I guess.
What, you've had like worse hangovers that can't even have a breakfast burrito?
Of course, I've had hangovers so bad that I can't eat or drink until around 4 or 5 p.m.
And those are the good ones. So what if you have...
That means I had a crazy night.
What if you have a slight hangover? What's your go-to?
I guess a breakfast sandwich of jorts. Yeah, a little bacon, egg, and cheese, a little sausage, egg, and cheese, a breakfast burrito, perhaps.
Fountain soda, water.
Water.
Smart water.
All water, yeah.
No Gatorade?
I don't do Gatorade anymore, but that's not because I don't love Gatorade. It's just because I usually make a breakfast sandwich at home.
Oh. I actually make my own Gatorade.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Well, if we're on the road, we'd go to like a diner or something and get a sloppy breakfast sandwich, but you can't order a Gatorade at a diner.
No, you can't.
You really can't get like Gatorade unless you're at a
grocery store.
Yeah, or a deli or something.
What would you say is the worst thing to eat when you're hungover? You wake up, you're hungover, and then this is a bad hangover routine.
Scallops.
So you get what? Raw scallops or cooked scallops?
I guess I wouldn't want like oysters or clams in the AM.
Shellfish.
Yeah.
So you wake up, you have 2 cups of hot black coffee, and then you try to just shuck as many oysters as possible.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
And then shot of mustard, hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog, like you got drunk on mustard?
No, I fucked a dog. Oh. I was so wasted.
Jesus.
So now I'm just drinking mustard.
Well, you did that as a pregame. You were pretty sober.
I had a Corona, I blew a dog, and now I want mustard.
I am a Dolphus Hunt.
Welcome to the Dolphus Zone. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's fine. What's your hangover food?
I like ramen. I like hot, salty broth.
Yeah, you do.
It's soup.
I feel like I need solid food to soak up the alcohol, but you're just like, I'm gonna get a hot, salty liquid to mix with it.
Yeah, I don't need a cold, sweet Gatorade. I need a hot, salty Gatorade, which I know sounds like I'm at some sort of perverted club and I'm ordering a shot of male cum, but I really would like some boiling hot salt water.
I would like some boiling hot spum, though.
I just happened to like really, really hot chicken salt. And that is not a metaphor. I really do want broth.
And this is you at an orgy ordering the broth.
Brother, can you spare a broth? It depends on the hangover, like you said. Sometimes you're so hungover you don't even want to eat.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want potatoes.
Usually
French fries.
Yeah, potatoes and French fries. At the end of the night, I'm trying to eat usually. So I like to wake up have a little hungover, but also kind of full of eggs.
Yeah. I woke up having had. So you don't have to worry about my breakfast. I had stuff at 3:45.
Now, if this girl's question, if it were written by a guy and he was like, and the girl at the breakfast burrito cart gave me a free cookie, like, should I slip her my number? I would be like, no.
Right. She's just friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah, or it's like, you don't want to hit on a girl because she probably gets that all the time. She's just working. You don't have to constantly ask for her number.
Right.
But the other way around, the rules have changed.
It's totally different.
I can't commiserate. I've never been instantly noticeably hot. I'm like a grower. Like, I'm like, oh, I got to know Amir, and then eventually I
learned to like him. Turns out he's not as ugly on the inside.
Yeah, his personality is fine enough. I've never been like, whoa, who's that? Crash cut to me playing on it's my
like
Game Boy.
Somebody grabs you on the face, like, I need to kiss you.
Me?
I have a boil.
Maybe we can talk about it on my podcast.
Shame.
Hunt Zone.
He also plays his own guitar on the show.
Yeah, poorly.
He has a whammy bar and a Fender.
Yeah, what's that called when you're like a wah-wah?
Oh, the
wah-wah pedal.
Oh, yeah, dude. So I think I've been in this situation a couple times where I used to be a scooper at an ice cream place.
So what did girls do?
It didn't happen often, but there were a couple times where I like got a number on a receipt or something.
Did you flirt with them originally, or did they just do it apropos of nothing?
I probably both happened, but I was like a little bit of a flirt because I was trying to get tips, you know?
Oh, so you would give it, would you give cookies or the equivalent of to lady customers that you weren't necessarily attracted to?
Yeah, I would give like free stuff to lots of people in order to get tips because I get to keep the tips, but I don't get to keep the ice cream. So if they order a topping and it's extra, I'm like, it's on me. And then they give you a buck or something. You're like, yeah.
Actually,
I'm running this place into the ground.
The whole
baby.
Ice cream is on me.
Why don't you take a full box of chocolates off the wall? On me. Just kick me 5 bones.
We didn't make any dollars today, but I made 430 on me.
I'm making out like a bandit, baby.
Ice cream place closed on me.
It did close right after I left.
And it caused the owner ennui, which is a deep sense of shame.
Ennui.
Yeah, yeah. Ennui.
He committed harikari.
Yeah, after eating a banh mi.
Very good.
Thank you. Now, would you say it's possible that this guy is just giving her a free cookie without being attracted to her?
I think it's possible, but what I would say is that there's no world where he like gets a number on a piece of paper and is like, what the fuck was that girl thinking?
Right.
Never. And you are too shamed to go back there.
Shame. Shame zone.
Welcome to the shame zone.
Hey, Nancy, you are shamed.
Pew! Wow, wow.
Ba-ba-ba-bum.
I'm 50.
I'm 58.
I think you can give him your number, guilt free, stress free. If he texts you, great. And if he doesn't, they'll always be like a little bit of fun tension there.
Yeah. And then there's also the rush of I gave him my number. Now for the next 12 hours, I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah.
When it vibrates, oh my god, what if it's an unknown number? What if it's him?
I think she says she never takes these risks. This is like the time to take the risk. The stakes are very, very low. If he doesn't text you, it's just the guy that works at the burrito place that you go to when you're hungover. Yeah. Don't worry.
If he doesn't text you next time you go get a burrito, you should be like, so you still work at a fucking burrito stand. Like, you didn't text me, and that's whatever. You have the one upper hand on me.
Do you guys have Cholula, and why didn't you text me?
And let's get the bluest Gatorade you have. So go for it, Nancy.
Go for it.
Connect Four. Here's one called Snooping Boss. We'll call this man Hank Azaria.
Very good.
Do you think Azaria is making cash from The Simpsons?
I wonder, like, yeah. Like,
or
is he making
like a volunteer pro bono sitch?
I bet he gets paid, but, like, I don't know. Like, do you think he can afford? Does he, like, own his car outright, or does he lease it?
I think even if you have, like, let's say he has, like, $100,000 in the bank, just
wow.
like as just a like crazy
in
example,
a fuck, in its savings, like, or checking,
yeah, in its savings,
like you're not touching that,
yeah. Like at the same time, even if you had $100,000, which is like I can't imagine he ever gets to that point, but
right,
let's
right.
just say because it's like let's call the far out example and then figure it out from there,
sure, yeah,
reverse engineer
shoot
it
for the moon,
yeah. So let's say he has at most, okay, let's just say at
most
100,000 individual
insane.
Dollars, yeah, he would lease.
He would lease?
He would lease.
Lease to own or lease and trade in?
He would lease, and then depending on the mileage on the car at the end of the term, decide whether or not to buy. But like odds are it wouldn't be worth it to him.
Is it something like, is it like an Audi or is it a Passat?
It's a Passat. I was going to say it's a VW Passat SE. So it's like a limited Passat.
Wow.
Black with black interior cloth, just because leather gets hot.
Mm-hmm.
So he's driving the Passat into the studio, and he's doing the Simpsons. He's doing Mo and whatever Quimby.
This is so friggin' nuts. Because I bet he, and you think he has like a 2-bedroom apartment
on street. He could do a 3+2 at that.
A 3+ does he have a roommate?
$100,000
or is like one
yeah,
of the bedrooms, and the other bedroom is an office.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna look up quick Hank Azaria's
net worth
and see if you
if it's even close to $100,000. Because odds are we're gonna be like, ooh, it's actually $22,000.
I bet he drives a freaking Prius. Wow.
What is it?
Wow.
What is it?
70 freaking mil, dude.
What are you talking about, man?
70 freaking mil.
From what?
I guess he's a film and television actor, writer, comedian.
He's in the Birdcage. That
couldn't
have paid more than
$1,200. He's a producer. That's one of it.
Like music-wise? Did he have an album?
He makes $300,000 per episode
okay.
of The Simpsons.
All right, so that
and
was,
that's like
was,
not.
Was,
like,
I underestimated that.
Yeah, how many episodes of The Simpsons
Close
are there
over
every
500.
Season? But like every season,
yeah,
like,
23.
That, so that's like 23 times 300,000.
Yeah.
It's like 600,000.
Yeah,
a year.
No, it's $6 million a year
that's
for
crazy.
28 years.
Yeah,
fuck me. I fucking turned that job down because I didn't think it was high paying.
Yeah.
I was like, I could do Mo, hey, Homer. And I was like, all right, yeah.
Whoa, that's Adolphus Hunt.
Adolphus is Mo. Mo is Adolphus. All right. Anyway, Azaria writes, I work at a local church, and recently my supervisor, the pastor, called me into his office to have a quick chat. It was nothing too bad, except for this one thing he brought up, my social media. He commented on how he didn't like what I was doing on social media, and when I asked him what he meant, he grabbed a piece of paper with screenshots of things that I've liked on Instagram. To be honest, it's nothing too bad, just pictures of people doing yoga, and some photos of models, and a lot of people I follow. My pastor claims that these, quote, popped up on things that I have liked on his feed, but there are two problems with this. One, things that you like on Instagram don't just randomly pop up on other people's feeds. And two, he doesn't even follow me. How would it pop up on his feed if he doesn't follow me? He has to have searched for me, gone to what I like, and searched through my likes for a couple of inappropriate things that I've liked. What should I do? Is what I like a concern if it takes such effort to see what I liked? Should I say something to him about, quote, snooping on social media? Is this a concern for me because it also has me paranoid about future employers? Help! Like seeing you guys in D.C.
All right. Thanks for coming.
Can you see what other people like on Instagram? Like, I can't go to you and see all the photos you've liked, right?
I don't know.
I think that's a feature on Twitter, but I don't think I could do that on Instagram.
Let's find out.
On Instagram, there's that page that shows you like what your friends have recently liked, and then maybe he saw it there. But those are based on your followers, You know what I mean? That page, it's like, oh, Jake liked this photo, this person liked this photo.
I don't quite see how you do that.
But there's no page that says, okay, this is Amir's Instagram and this is every photo he's liked.
Yeah, that would be so embarrassing.
That would be dangerous. You know when they added that thing recently where it's like, if I follow a lady and you follow a lady and you liked her photo, it'll be like, this lady has 14,000 likes, including Jake Hurwitz.
I know. I'm embarrassed. Like when I like something, I know someone's going to see it. And like sometimes I restrain myself. I'm like, no. And then sometimes I'm like, fuck it, I gotta like this.
But why do you like photos of like models that like have millions of followers?
They'll never see it. Yeah. I've stopped doing that a little bit. It's so weird. I guess like
I still want to give them props.
The things I like on Instagram are like things that like support my friends like who are doing something cool.
Yeah.
And then girls with nice butts.
I can't not double tap. Like, I have to give them daps.
The girls with the nice butts, those are the ones that I really want to like too. My friends are like, oh, whatever. I should throw them a like. Hey, yeah. All right. You're killing it. Whatever. And then the girl's like, oh, a butt. I need to heart it or else.
You know what it is? You're not even liking on purpose. You just start trembling and you double tap.
And then shaking this cabinet. As I reach for my penis.
And then this cabin is nice. I like that my friend's traveling in Iceland. And oh, I've liked it 8 times.
I'm like, as I fap.
The fappening.
I feel like, I mean, this is crazy. You are allowed to like whatever you want. Are you like becoming a priest?
Is it even illegal for a priest to like things on social media? Like, what's the downside of liking something?
You're wading into the world of temptation. I don't know. I would just be like, all right, bro. And then the end. You know?
It's like a thing that priests can't have sex, right? But can pastors have sex? Like, what are the sex rules? Like, any person in the church can't have sex?
Yeah, this is you, like, talking to a nun.
Like, because I'm down
trying to put
have
in my
job.
Resume, I want to do reverend, because then I could fuck.
Can I still get blown, or, like, is it a fucking thing? Remember the question I had yesterday of the whole priest, what's it called?
Why is it that priests seem to disproportionately molest young boys?
Yeah, why don't they? You never hear about a young girl getting molested. Like, why are they always gay molesters?
I don't know. Are there choir boys and girls, or is it mostly little boys that are around?
Yeah, are there any young women in the church?
Are the priests opportunistic because the boys are what's near, or do they get into the racket because...
because there's lots of young boys. What's the equivalent of a young nun? My new show on CBS,
young
coming
nun?
This fall, Young Nun. Like, I know about nuns, but they're all 92. What's like an 8-year-old nun? What's an altar girl?
A little sister.
A what?
Little sister.
Oh, coming this fall.
Little sister.
Kid sister. Kid sister. Kid sister. Wherever I go, she goes. And it's a little 3-year-old in a nun costume.
Yeah, that's cool.
Wait, what? Oh, wait, what was
and she still laments that she'll never have a man?
That's right. What should I do? I don't know. What would you do? Would you be like, all right, sorry, relax, don't look at my shit?
If somebody confronted me about my likes, I guess it's sort of hard not to get defensive, and then it's also hard to keep on doing you. Like, I just know that he's not going to go through his phone, see somebody in Down Dog and, like, want to like it, but just know, my priest will see this now, or my pastor will see this.
Yeah. Who cares? Who cares? I don't understand the relationship.
I guess just start liking lots and lots of photos.
Oh,
it feels
that's
like if
good.
you like
throw someone
just,
off the scent.
Yeah, if you like only the yoga photos and only the models, but he did say that he's liking friends. But just you know, keep on going, machine gun fire.
Yeah, and then be like, I like everything, Pastor, and I do mean everything.
And then find out what the fuck his Instagram handle is and see what that motherfucker likes. You know?
I don't think, if you don't have an Instagram, I don't think you can see what somebody likes.
He must have a secret one or something.
Wow. Find out the rat account.
Yeah. not Father John.
Oh, that can't be me. It says not at the top. It's actually correct. It wasn't him.
It was Father Ryan.
Is this a concern? No, I don't think this is a concern. Yeah. For future employers.
You're fine.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back. We'll answer some more Q's, some more A's. And you are listening to The Hunt Zone. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes. Yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah. I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog. And it is a slog.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code helixpartner20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is helixpartner20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
And we're back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
How are you feeling?
Feeling good.
What's your plan? What's your social media plan going forward today?
What do you mean?
Are you planning on posting something to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram? Are you going to snap? Are you going to chat?
How is
your Snapchat open rate nowadays?
Oh, man. I don't know. I haven't looked at it, really. I'm looking at... I'm more into... oh, wow, I'm at 49,000 followers on Instagram.
Wow, you are dangerously close to that 50K mark.
Yeah, I just want to see a fucking M next to my name.
Oh, my God, so can you fucking imagine?
If everybody listening could just give me a follow right quick at Jake Hurwitz.
It would not be. It wouldn't get you.
But I'm already at 49K.
I know, but it wouldn't give you 951,000.
Well, I'm saying if everybody listening gives me a follow, and if we have over a million listeners.
We don't.
Oh, that sucks.
What? You thought we had a million listeners?
That sucks to hear and to know.
I'm sorry, man. I don't know what to tell you.
Damn it.
But 49,000 is a lot. Like, at
it's
the same
pretty
time.
Good, but it's not like free vacation a lot, you know?
Oh, you want people to like sponsor you to go? You're squinting and nodding at me.
I'm also crying.
You're proud right now for no reason. I don't like that about you.
How's our race to 170 going?
Yeah,
where are you at? What's
that's
your
a good
way
question.
In?
Jake and I are about how far are you from 170? Five or six.
As
pounds?
Of last weigh-in, I'm down to 174 from 177.
That's pretty good, and I'm like around 165. So we're trying to meet in the middle.
170.
You're trying to shed a little. I'm trying to gain a little.
Yeah.
But I feel like we'll both look better for it if we're both at 170.
Yeah, 170 is a solid weight. Where do you want to gain? Where do you want to see the most of your gains?
Good question. It is my ass.
Eyebrow and ass.
My right eyebrow, I'd like to have a little lump of fat over it, so like I'm always doing the rock thing. And then my asshole, so a chubby little sphincter, a little donut. I want a little fucking Hostess donut.
That sucks.
I want a little crusty ass breadcrumb.
Why does it have to be crusty? You wanted it to be fat.
What's the donut that's just crummy?
Oh, I don't know.
Like cake crumb?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know.
I want that. I really just want
as an ass.
No, I don't know. I guess, yeah, somebody asked me once, he's like, all right, so you want to gain like muscle, what's your ideal body? Because I also don't want to be too muscular.
Right.
Like, what's the ideal, what do you think my ideal body is?
I guess, like, your chest and shoulders you'd want bigger and your waist smaller.
But do you know...
You want to get that vicious V.
I guess, do you know of any actors or friends of ours that you would say, like, that's the body I want?
Oh. Definitely not friends of ours. Actors? Oh, the perfect body is Brad Pitt in Snatch.
Yeah, but that's so big. Like,
he's not that big. That's pretty lean.
Oh, but he's like just chiseled and cut.
Let me show you a quick pic.
Because I fear I'm more of an Ed Norton, and I don't even mean Junior.
I mean
Edward Norton's father, Ed Norton Senior, who was an
accountant.
And
I don't mean when he was young. I mean now. He is dead.
I have a granddad bod. Yeah, I think it would take years of effort and practice and working out to get there.
Look at this. I don't think that's crazy.
Hold on. Pass me the phone. All right. Oh, yeah.
It's not nuts. He's like lean muscle.
Is this in Snatch?
That's Snatch. Maybe you're thinking of like Brad Pitt in, what's that one where he plays Achilles?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
What if Brad was one of us?
Nice.
Thank you.
Wow, this is a cool animated or a cartoon of Brad Pitt and Snatch. So maybe Brad Pitt and Snatch is the dream bod.
That is the dream bod.
Hey, we're all working towards it. I'll tell you.
I mean, these like the shoulders. I don't know how you get those nice rounded fucking shoulders. You know,
yeah, shoulders are the ones that hurt the most because it's like. It's a joint. So like whenever I'm like stretching my shoulders and lifting with my shoulders, I just feel like
I think it's just where you're weaker, it hurts the most. Cause like my shoulders don't hurt, but my legs do. And your legs don't hurt.
Right.
Like chest and shoulders are easier for me.
Yeah. And for me, those are the hard ones.
And I like don't look forward to doing squats.
Actually, your brother kind of has that going on right now. Yeah. He's got the Brad Pitt and Snatch bod. And the Brad Pitt and Snatch hair.
Wait, is he? No, his name is Micah.
Right, that's different.
But I was going to say, if it was
Are
Brad.
Are you brother of Brad?
I could be. I mean, damn. Look at this dude.
Yeah, it's a good fucking looking fox. Dude.
Anyway, yeah.
All right.
Come find me this summer.
Meet me outside. How about I also want to buzz my head.
Yeah.
I want the courage to just shave my head.
You want to go straight shave? I thought you wanted to do a little bit on top.
A little bit on top and shorter on the sides.
All right. What are you waiting for? An opportunity?
Opportunity, the courage. I'm also fearful that if I do it, it'll be bad and I'll look like a little wiener head for a little bit.
It would look like that for like 2 weeks.
And then what?
Then
your little prick?
Then it would grow back.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying
that it would
look...
But you'd still be a small coward on the inside. Don't you worry about that.
It's what's on the inside that counts. All right, do you want to answer some more cues?
Yeah.
Do we answer fuck buddy or bird quandary next?
Ooh, let's go fuck buddy and on bird quandary.
I like it. All right. Harry Shearer.
Nice. Right.
You think when Azaria gets paid, he like gets direct deposit, or he'll get a check and bring it to the bank?
And he has to like wait in line at the bank. It feels like now that I know how rich he is, it has to be direct deposit.
Do you think he knows? Do you think he checks? Do you think he ever like logs into his Citibank and he's like, I wonder how much cash I have?
No, because you probably at that point you have to have like money managers and stuff. Right. And I bet he has a freaking 4-bedroom now that I think about it. 70 mils.
And
still a roommate. Because you can't. The rent's too damn high.
Even the mortgage on that, you hate to pay like 29 grand.
Oh, you think he has
a
freestanding house?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought maybe like...
More than one. Wow. Upwards of two.
Right. He must have a compound. I wonder if he ever even leaves. Doesn't he just record Simpsons just in his
Yeah,
basement?
I heard that. That's what Harry Shearer did. He just built a studio in his house because he no longer wanted to drive in. That's that fuck you money. Yeah. That's that Kent Brockman money. All right, Harry Shearer writes, "What up, Penny Coops and Andy Bloom?"
I like that nickname.
I've been a fan for years, and I'm happy for your success. Here's my problem. I know Jake or even Amir wouldn't call it that, but it's a problem for me. I get stuck in the fuck buddy zone, and I can't get out. I meet woman, and we hang out and start fucking, and it never progresses. I've been single 11 years. I'm 30 going on 31, and it's getting boring. I know most people have problems fucking in general, and I have problems turning that into a relationship. What can I do to change that and turn it into a relationship? Or am I pretty much fucked like good luck Chuck? FYI, it's not a one-time fucking thing. It's we never go out. I go to her place or she comes to mine and we just fuck. Seriously, I want something more. What can I do? Signed, Harry Shearer. P.S. I'm black from the hood. WTF is hooking up. Is it fingering? Is it fucking? Is it making out? I hear you guys talk about it, but I don't know to which degree. Jesus Christ. This guy's the man.
He's so chill.
I think hooking up has like changed. Like when I was a kid, or not when I was a kid, but I feel like when I was in high school, hooking up could have just been making out.
Yeah.
And then at some point in adulthood, it's like, did you hook up? Nah, we just made out. Like that used to be hooking up.
Yeah, that's kind of true. But I still feel like if I said you hook up with that girl and you said yes, I would still follow up and say, did you fuck?
So it's not fully, it's
not guaranteed
in
fucking.
Right.
But also like if you said, did you hook up and I'd only like made out with somebody in a bar, I guess I'd probably say, I would just be like a little, we only made out.
What do you
still think hooking up is making out.
What do you think is the bigger increase of happiness? From nothing to make out or from make out to sex?
Ooh. Nothing to make out.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. That's like, it's almost like that you've convinced someone to be attracted enough to you that they are enjoying making out with
you.
And then once they make out, to have sex with them is like less of an increase than from nothing to make out.
Right. All I really need in my life is to be able to lean in and know somebody was about to kiss me back, and then I could probably be good.
Oh, so you don't even need to make it.
I don't even need to act. I just need, like, the tiny little ego inside my body needs to know that it's a possibility.
So the endorphins, the seed that you're watering is the idea that someone is attracted enough to you to
just
want to
confidence.
Have sex.
Me.
So you take that joy, you run home, you jerk off. And you're not doing
into a cup, drink my own semen, look in the mirror, scream, hoorah!
I'm growing, Clarice.
My semen is poison. I'm anemic.
All right. So besides drinking your own semen, what would you say?
This is the second time in the podcast today that we mentioned drinking a cup of, or ordering a cup of semen.
What's gotten into us? We are bad.
Ooh.
Going from sex to a relationship.
It's interesting that I feel like we get questions all the time that are like, how do I get out of the friend zone?
Which and I've said, into the fuck buddy zone.
Yeah, which is I've said many times is not a real thing. Friend zone is not, that's not like a punishment. It's just a, it's a, you're a friend. There's not really a zone that you're restricted to. Anyway, it's weird to be in the territory that everybody wants.
Yeah, which
having
is
sex with a crush
without the relationship obligations, of,
but want something more.
Yeah, which is, I guess, is a natural desire, is companionship rather than just sexual gratification.
I guess I may I be so bold as to suggest: have you actually articulated the way you feel to these people?
Oh, be like, hey, why don't we, instead of going to your place, why don't I take you out to dinner? Then we fuck.
Yeah. I think a lot of people that are disappointed with their sex and relationship life haven't actually done enough to take charge.
They're just hoping it happens for
right.
them.
They're just like so passive. They're like, well, this girl doesn't like me. She never shows any signs. Like, do you show any signs or do you just kind of sit around and complain all the time like a loser?
Yeah, that's true. It's a lot of, maybe a lot of relationship problems, questions come from the fact that, like, I feel all these things and my boyfriend or girlfriend doesn't know about it.
Yeah.
How do they magically know about it?
Why doesn't everyone just know exactly what I'm thinking?
I'd hate to bring it up, to be so bold as to bring it up.
I remember there was one time where I was, like, talking to a girl at a bar, and then she started talking to another guy, and I was just sitting there stewing. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, she's just going to ignore me. Like, I thought, this sucks. And then I was like, oh, what if I go talk to her again? And I did, and then we went home. And
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was a real happy ending to the story for me.
I was that other guy, though.
Yeah, of course.
Insane.
And the girl was your wife.
At the time. Take my wife.
But there is, I think there's a lot of self-pitying and like wondering why people aren't like making it easy for you. But everybody feels that way. Everybody's sort of like wondering what other people are thinking, and they can't really make decisions until you say what it is you think and feel.
Yeah, you have to give them the knowledge for that, them to make an informed decision. Otherwise, you're just guessing, and hopefully it aligns with somebody that with what you're thinking.
Exactly. So this advice might result in a couple heartbreaks when you tell somebody that you're in the fuck buddy zone with, that you really like them and they're not interested in that way. But if you keep on doing it, keep at it, you'll eventually find somebody that is down.
And good luck.
Godspeed.
Let us end with a bird quandary.
Of course, as we end every podcast with a bird question.
Welcome to the bird zone. This is the aviary. I'll add some little bird sound effects in the background. Yeah, yeah. Larry Bird, let's call this person, writes,
nice.
I attend high school in Calgary with my best friend. Her and I have been the best of friends for 2 years now. and tell each other absolutely everything. This is great and all, and I care for her very much. However, she's begun to act strange for 2 days, 2 days ago now. She's purchased two birds, common bred generic birds, if it matters, and has adamantly refused to tell me their names. When I first found out about the birds, I asked the question any friend would ask, what are their names? And was answered with a simple yet cold no. I didn't think much. I narrowed it down to a simple mood swing and moved on. However, I tried again the next day. Between classes yesterday, I casually said word for word, oh, hey, about those birds. You never mentioned their names. She responded with stop. Obviously, I have stopped asking. I respect her boundaries. However, this has gotten to me significantly. Have I crossed a line? Have I offended her? I know I should just let it go, but God damn it, I really want to know those birds' names by now. I can't ask her again, clearly. I also can't go to her house and see them, as her parents are very Christian and do not want me, a male, around their daughter. So I feel totally stuck. Should I give up on the birds? Have I missed something huge? Apologies for the frantic phone, email, and any grammatical issues, as I am quite nervous at the moment. Sorry for the essay length as well. Thanks. Love, Larry Bird. P.S. I hate to say this, but she isn't on her period, as that ended last
Jesus
week.
Jesus Christ.
What?
Did she really say that?
Yeah, P.S.
So you know the intimate, you know what her when her period is. You know when she menstruates and she won't tell you the name of the birds.
I know your cycle. The least thing you could tell me is the name of the birds.
Fuck it. I'll guess until you tell me. I need to know.
What's a good name for a bird?
Tweety.
Yeah, that's a famous one.
Karen.
Oh, that's even better. I don't know what I was thinking with Tweety. Compared to Tweety, Karen is crap.
She's got two. Karen and Tweety. Mm. Those are the names. The end. Case closed.
Yeah, why is she being so secretive about it?
No.
I must know the names of the birds.
Stop.
Get away from me.
You're crazy. You're obsessed, Blairy.
Why does she have such a debilitating lisp?
You don't need to know about my birds.
This is the type of shit that goes on in Calgary. Like, these are hashtag Calgary problems. We've all been there. We've all seen the Twitter account.
Look, we're worried about the obstruction of justice here in America.
Yeah,
we're worried about Russian invasion over here, and you're thinking about fucking bird names. I wish I had your problems.
Why do you care about the bird names? Don't ask. Stop asking, and maybe it'll slip up.
This kind of stuff does really eat away at you, though. Like when people are just she must like want him to freak out, or maybe she's embarrassed, or maybe she didn't name the birds yet.
Oh, that's interesting. Or maybe she, like you said, she wants you to want to know. And the less you care about it, the more she'll be like, fine, I'll tell you one name. You're like, I'm not even interested.
That's so quintessential you.
Yeah, mind game.
You can play those. You can really fake caring.
Oh, yeah, I can fake caring, and I can fake not caring.
Oh, yeah, you can fake not caring so well. It's crazy.
What's an example of me faking to not care?
When the Lakers are losing and Marty's teasing you, and you start like rooting for the Blazers or something.
Yeah, rooting for the other team just to rub in the fact that I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would say I fake Karen so much, you should call me Farron from now on. Oh, hi, I'm Farron.
This is another podcast.
Yeah, Farron. It's sort of a fashion blog / liberal e-zine
Where you play a woman that everybody must know as a man, because that's the voice that you use.
Yes, this is Farron. I guess we're going to be talking about a new Target collection that's coming out. All right.
A collaboration with DVF.
Holy shit, you guys. Farron is back.
Farron alert. This tube top has to go on me.
On me.
I think you ask a friend. Find her closest friend, and you say, I will tell you when she gets her period if you tell me the name of the birds.
Tit for tat, quid pro quo, yes or no. You'll want to know when she's menstruating as much as I do.
Oh, or you free the birds. Set the birds free. Steal them. And then she'll post a wanted ad or call them around, like wander around her yard calling to them. And then you'll know the names.
Farron, Adolphus, where are you?
Feed the birds.
All right. You'll find
Feed
out the names.
Feed the cheese.
Okay. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. That's it. If you have your own questions, your own emails, your own theme song submissions, send them all to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. The opening theme song was written by a guy named Sebastian. This closing one was written by a straight-up band called the Canebreakers from Louisiana. We played one of their old ones from 2013, and here's a brand new one. And they have an album right now at Canebreakers. Cane is C-A-N-E, breakers.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for keeping those theme songs coming. 275 episodes. That's number 275. Oh, I should say we crossed the four-year mark.
Hell yeah. Happy anniversary to us.
Our podcast is now 4 years old. Who would have thunk it? Our new little project is lasting longer than an entire presidential term. What a time to be alive.
Especially because this one's going to be 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Sorry.
We'll be back next week, y'all. Toda, good night, good fight, goodbye.
Ciao.
Jake and Amir have a podcast where they answer some have ants in the pinch, and sometimes a Game Boy. We don't know what to do. We need some help from two yes dudes.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.